Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the May 2012 issue of Firehouse. I am Elizabeth Narulis, Managing Editor, and we'll be talking with Deputy Chief Robert Devonshire of the Strasburg Fire Company No. 1 in Lancaster County, PA, which talks about his health scare in this month's close call, appears in the May issue of the magazine. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. We'd like to ask you a few questions about this article.
Sure. Thank you for having me sit in on this.
Thank you. First, can you tell us how Lieutenant Rankin's death influenced your lifestyle changes?
When we lost Lieutenant Rankin, it really made me stop and think of my own health and my own activity levels, and really started to look at eating better, getting out there and getting a lot more exercise. And it started simple, just walking, going to a local high school and walking circles around the track, just starting to take better stock of my own life. When I looked at where Lieutenant Rankin was, just a couple years younger than I am, same basic build, same basic lifestyle, it really opened my eyes up.
And you really had a health scare of your own when you woke up that February day.
Yes, I for a couple years I had a fluttering feeling in my chest that would come and go, and my family doctor said not to worry about it, that it can be normal, but to keep an eye on it and make sure if it changes to let them know. And on Friday morning, February the 3rd, it definitely changed. I woke up and felt some fluttering. Thought to myself, that's odd, it never does it this early in the morning. Felt it again on my way to work. I said, hey, that's weird, it never does it twice in the same day. And by the time I got to work, it had done it a third time, and I said, nah, something's wrong. And I picked up the phone and called my family doctor, and they sent me into the emergency room and said, run a strip and see what it says, and we'll go from there. And that's kind of how my day started. And the next thing I knew, I was sitting in the emergency room talking to my nurse, and in my mind, a second later, I'm staring at the ceiling, and there's 15 additional people in the room that weren't there a second ago. It's kind of when I knew something bad probably just took place.
Wow. And do you go there with your head and say, what if? What if I hadn't gone straight to the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. I've gone through that in my mind numerous times. I actually finished some emails, did a couple of POs at work, and helped one of the ladies here in the office with a project, and then drove myself to the emergency room. Hindsight, that was stupid. As soon as I was told to go, I should have gone and probably should have called 911 and got a ride in an ambulance.
Right.
And had I messed around a little bit longer in my office, or had Lieutenant Rankin's passing not taken place, I probably wouldn't have put stock in what was going on and blew it off. And I probably would have had my issue in my office and probably would not be here right now. Sad thing is there was 12 AEDs at the time. There was 12 AEDs sitting in my office, and nobody around would have been able to use them because I'd have been by myself.
Wow.
So it was the right place, the right time, and the right circumstances leading up to it.
That's great. And so it's been a few months since then. Have you've tried to make some changes?
Yeah, I've done pretty good. I'm actually down about 30 pounds from what I call my high water mark of last mm-hmm. summer. I have about 20 more pounds to go till I meet the goal that I've set for myself just for this year. I want to get down about 50 pounds for this year and sort of reevaluate myself at that point and go from there. Still going to the gym. I've actually signed up. I'm going to run my first 5K in May. I'm looking forward to that.
Good for
and,
you.
Things are going good. I feel a lot better. The nice thing is, as you'll read in the article, my only restriction was no interior firefighting. That took me 3 days to say out loud. That
right.
was a tough one. I did this job for 27 years, and I figured at some point that would be a decision I was able to make. Somebody else made it for me. About 2 weeks ago, I was at my cardiologist, and he actually green-lighted me and gave me my golden ticket, per se, to go back. And I'm fully released, no more restrictions, and I can be an interior firefighter again.
Oh,
And I
that's
think I was
great.
more surprised the second time when I got it back than I was when I lost it, because I did not expect to get that back.
That's great. That's really positive for you. And what kinds of things do you do or can you recommend people do in the firehouse to better their physique?
Well, one of the things is you don't have to go to the gym. There's a ton of things you can do right in the firehouse. Get some 2.5-inch hose and use it as a weight that you're lifting. Do curls with it. If you don't have a pull-up bar, if you have a ladder truck in the firehouse, swing the ladder around, bring the tip down that you can get it, and do pull-ups off the tip of the ladder. If you have an old tire from a fire engine laying around, you can flip that around and move and just get physical and do things. Put your gear on and do push-ups. You know, get yourself into a position where you're working out with the gear that you wear, kind of train as you play. And when the event comes and the time happens where you need to be active at a fire scene, you'll be ready. This is one of the big things I've noticed just in the last couple of weeks, that my stamina at fire calls has greatly improved. We ran a chimney fire a couple of weeks ago, and I was working off our ladder truck, took tools up the ladder to the roof, worked, came back down, and when I got down, I noticed, wow, I'm not winded anymore. And
right.
6 months ago, that would not have been the case.
Right, right. That's great. That's a very positive change.
It's been long overdue, and it's a shame that it took losing Lieutenant Rankin for me personally to see that I need to make some changes. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do with the article and getting the word out, is hoping that others will read the article, hear the podcast, and say, hey, you know what, maybe I'm in the same boat that Bob's in, and maybe I ought to take this a little bit more seriously.
And making those conscious changes to change your lifestyle because you listened to
Absolutely.
Your body, because you knew about Lieutenant Rankin.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. You can find the Close Calls issue 2012 in May. Look for links to this article and the entire issue of the magazine on the podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.